Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We have your chance to win Dua Lipa tickets. Don't show up. Yeah.
Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now.
You can get entered at RadioAlice.com/contest. You have a shot at winning four floor tickets to see Dua Lipa March 27th, 2022. This is at the SAP Center in San Jose. This contest ends Sunday. So get over to Alice, to RadioAlice.com. Did Vinny just yell something?
I'm sorry, I hadn't turned my picture back on yet, and I didn't realize the missus walked in to look at something. I assume this is her desk, too. But she walked in. And I was like, "Ah,
oh!" I was like, "What's happening?"
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Oh no!
I didn't think that there's a mic, a hot mic in front of me. My bad. Sorry.
All right. Well, anyway, Dua Lipa tickets are on sale now. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest and
the
find out.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our friends at Pier 39, where San Francisco meets the Bay to play, see their new attractions, and enjoy more outdoor dining than ever. That's at Pier 39. Thanks, Pier 39. Here's what's happening. Today's the first day of autumn or fall, whatever you prefer to call it. But it's summer's over. Goodbye, summer. Have a good one.
It's the autumnal equinox.
Yes, it's nice. This is my favorite time of year. I hope everybody has a great holiday season. Oh, I'm looking forward to Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, everyone.
Beginning to look a
it's not. It doesn't
like
look Christmas. Anything like Christmas.
Your timing
it's
is going to
be 80 degrees today.
As always. Great job. Oh, speaking of weather, it is going to be warm today, but cooler than yesterday. And yesterday was really hot. Really hot.
Gotcha.
So you might lose about 10 degrees. You'll still be hot, but you won't be as.
You won't have to run your AC all day.
Right. I will see your fire story and raise you one.
Okay. All right. This is Nicole Richie getting lit on fire.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Father and daughter were heroes in Ann Arbor. This was in Michigan on Saturday night. They were driving back from dinner when they saw a massive house fire. It must have just started because emergency personnel hadn't gotten to the scene yet. A witness said someone was inside. So the father, Michael Harvey, ran inside.
Oh!
He's a former firefighter and found someone on the ground inside. He and two other people dragged him out, and the man was the only person inside.
Oh,
Michael's daughter, Rachel Harvey, is a fourth-year med student. She immediately began checking the man's vitals. Then the EMS arrived, and the man will be fine. The house is destroyed, unfortunately, but...
But the guy lived!
He
Random
lived.
Passers-by!
He's gonna be okay.
We need a hero.
In your second fire story.
Oh, boy. More stories.
I told you. I'm going to see your fire story and raise you one.
All right.
Sean Matthews and his girlfriend Kelly from North Carolina went out to dinner earlier this month. And while they were gone, their house burned down. Sean.
Oh, that's awful.
Had the engagement ring. He'd purchased it and it was in the house.
Oh, no.
So as soon as it was safe, he went in and found the ring and proposed to Kelly that same night in the driveway of their burned down house.
I'm surprised he could go in the same night. I would think it'd be smoldering, you know?
Well, sure. But, you know,
You got to get that ring.
Look, I for the longest time, I didn't know that experience, and I experienced it much later in life than most. But it is a thing, the ring's in your pocket, or it's, you know, stashed at home, and you're trying to figure out when and where is the right time to do this. Mm-hmm. Was that the right time?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. In the midst of the devastation, a glimmer of light.
I'm not convinced.
Well, I'm thinking on it. Okay. But I do feel like, there they are. They're so bummed. Their house has burned down. And then he manages to find a way to at least bring a little joy back into their lives. With all this, amidst all this, if the walls are good, the rest don't matter. If it burns and the glass may shatter, then it burns. Yeah, you see? They are the foundation. They are home.
Oh, is that what that song means?
The bones are good.
If the bones are good, that's it. I shouldn't have said if the walls are good. That was wrong. Bones. If the bones are good, the rest don't matter.
We knew what you meant.
Yep.
Huh. And she's not talking about the
No, she's talking about the relationship.
It's not the floor plan.
It's not about the floor plan.
Huh.
No. Yep.
I did not see that. Huh.
No. I barely knew the words, and I got it from
Actually, the way you mumbled through that, I couldn't pick up what's happening at all. So I'm going on memory, but I thought that was about the floor plan. Like, you know, as long as everything's, you know, structurally okay, you can change the pictures.
Nope, it's not about getting an open concept kitchen.
You know what I laughed about yesterday? I had this moment where I thought, you know what you can't do with that Kanye's new house? You can't hang pictures.
No, no. Well, we talked about that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying yesterday.
We would take a railroad spike and have to put that, like, you'd have to chip away the wall.
You know what? I didn't hear that. I was here, but, you know, we're constantly looking at other stuff too.
You can drill into concrete, though. It just seems so. If you've got concrete walls, who'd want to cover those up? Boy, that place, what a pit. I don't like it.
That's not true.
I like it.
Freaking parking garage. Awful. How did our poll do?
I'm sure I won.
By the way, I go and look at the poll and I freaking vote yes on the thing.
Oh, good. Well, that's good.
I guess I thought the question was, does this house suck? I'm like, I just screwed up. I voted the wrong way.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Do we have results? Anybody? No?
We're looking.
All right.
Well, the last I saw, she was leading pretty hard.
Oh, really?
70 to 30.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Minions. Because the place sucks.
Bunch of cocos out there.
$57 million for basically a poured concrete foundation with some windows in it. Like, no.
You know, you don't know what's inside. We didn't see, like, very much of the inside.
I don't care what's inside.
Super private.
A couple throw rugs and a...
Stop
and
it.
And a nice kitchen, and you'd be styling. And your front yard is that ocean. Right there.
Cold.
Malibu. Hello.
No good.
You'd swim in the ocean every morning. You'd walk out your parking garage and go swimming in the ocean.
And then turn around and look at your ugly monolith of a house.
All right. Well, I like it. But anyway, as the pandemic took over all our lives, this story out of USA Today, Americans are using alcohol to cope with COVID-19. Nearly one in five report heavy drinking. And I've been, I don't hear from as much like every one of my friends saying that they've been having trouble or whatever. I'm available if they want to talk about it. But I have read a lot of musicians have had trouble through this as they'd normally be on tour or in some way, shape or form
busy
preparing for a tour or preparing to make a record or, you know, there's a lot of stuff that just got upended. And one of my favorite musicians, he was like, yeah, I realized I had to quit drinking because that's all I did for. Is it guitar player for Slayer who also plays for Exodus? It doesn't matter, but he's someone who has been partying his whole life, never seemed to cause him an issue. A pandemic hits and he finds himself at home
in a bottle.
He finds himself going, I got to quit this stuff. Also, there's a dude from Queens of the Stone Age. He's like, his life's coming undone. And I'm only hearing this like little stories about it. But his marriage is crumbled. Oh, his kids don't want to be around him. And they keep saying there's alcohol-related problems. And I just think, oh, God, this nobody's equipped for this.
Nope.
This COVID-19 thing, the outbreak United States. 1 in 5 Americans are consuming an unhealthy amount of alcohol, not dealing with this well.
What's an unhealthy amount of alcohol? Is there like a number per week or something? Or is it that, you know, if I binge drink on the weekends but don't touch it all week, you know, is that worse? Is it better to have a little every day?
I don't know. They just, they have it in quotes, heavy drinking.
Oh.
In the past 30 days. So I think that you probably know what that means. There's a drink or two with dinner, mm-hmm. and then there's 6 drinks where you don't remember what happened at the end of the night.
It happens sometimes.
But, well, and then there you go. You know exactly what heavy drinking is compared to...
Well, at least I haven't barfed on the side of a road lately. Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah, that sucks.
Who does that? What kind of grown-up is on the side of a road barfing?
Losers. Come on.
don't be sorry.
Heavy drinking is defined as having 2 heavy drinking days in a single week, at least twice in the previous 30 days.
Oh. Bren?
Heavy drinking is defined as 4 or more drinks containing alcohol for women, 5 or more drinks containing alcohol for men.
Well, men get an extra one.
Mm-hmm. So, and look, I know I've had to quit drinking because of my inability to drink like a gentleman, but the truth is 5 drinks, no problem, right?
Five. If I'm setting my mind to it, 5 drinks is about all I can handle.
I think most guys would be like, yeah, I'm crushing 5 beers, no problem.
Yeah. Probably. It really depends how fast you drink them.
Right.
You know, and if you got a full stomach or not. I mean, man, 2 IPAs on an empty stomach and I'm all woohoo.
Yeah, but if I'm spending a day with my friends.
Yeah, you're just nursing a beer
you can
here
have
and
5
there.
Easily in the
course. Vinny nursing a drink. That's taking a sip and putting it down.
I don't know anything about that. I've told you that before. I watch people where the sweat is developing on their glass and they're just talking and their drinks sitting there. Waiting for them to give it some attention. Yeah. I just think you're just not doing that right. I don't know how to help you.
Having lunch with Hooman. He orders a mojito. He takes 1 sip of it and never touches it again. And it just deteriorates. All the ice melts. So the thing is half on the table because it's just condensed.
I don't know what the point is.
I don't think I really have a drinking problem and I can't watch. I'm like, give me that. That is alcohol abuse right there. Just what are you doing? You're wasting. Yeah, you probably paid $18 for that the places you go.
Meaning Hooman.
Yes.
Yes. This brings me to my tip story. A recent poll found that roughly half of America believes the standard restaurant tip is between 16 and 20%. Most baby boomers, this kind of differs by age. Most baby boomers are in that range, 16 to 20%. I try to just go 25%. If I got great service, I'll go 30. But I am someone who really firmly believes you don't go out to dinner unless you can afford to go out to dinner. And that includes a tip for the person who served you.
I overtip. John makes a joke about how I overtip because I don't want anyone saying I'm a cheapskate. Like everybody in my town knows it's me, and I'm not going to leave a dollar. I'm going to leave 20 to 30% minimum.
I've definitely had times in my life where I don't have the money to date. Like it costs money, and I'm not going to do this on the cheap. I can't take a girl out if I'm going to not be able to afford to actually pay for the meal and the tip without it putting me into debt. So right.
You could always take her to McDonald's. You don't have to tip there.
Sure.
I'm loving it.
Or make something at home. But, right.
Sure.
If you're going out, you gotta, anyway.
Right.
They say millennials think it's 10% or less.
Millennials.
No.
I gotta talk to my kid and make sure he's not one of those. You know what it is? If you wait tables or you work in food service, you know that's you are not making any money unless someone tips you.
Majority of millennials, so that's over half, believe the standard gratuity is less than 16%. And that doesn't even include Gen Y, which they're even, I mean, come on.
Is that my kids?
Yes, those are your kids. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this to you. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it to Christina. So, you know, if you're hearing this for the second time, just stop me. I was looking at this post where a guy wrote, it's, and I'm paraphrasing, and it's days ago when I saw it, but it was something like, I heard Gen Y, the kids, referring to the 80s and 90s as the 1900s. Did I tell you this?
No.
And he guy's like looking into the camera and he goes, I hate these young people today.
The 1900s.
The 1900s we are. That's what the young people are referring to the 80s and 90s as. The 1900s.
And forget that. I mean, Jesus, we were born in the 60s. Like it's. And then sometimes I think to myself, like, the Holocaust and World War II seemed like ancient history to me growing up.
Right.
And they were like less than 25 years before. I have worked at Alice longer than the gap between the World War II and my birth were.
Right.
It's so crazy.
And I,
like,
and
we are the 1900s to a kid. Those are ancient history.
Right. But we were born smack dab in the middle. So we weren't close enough to 1800s to make that joke.
Right.
But these kids, look at them go.
Yeah. Screw them.
The 1900s.
That's so funny. Riley was born in the 1900s.
That Riley is a kick in the Richard if I've 99. Ever heard one.
Nikki was born in the 1900s. We were all born in the 1900s. God, the olden days. Did they even have TVs back then?
I don't know. I got to find that guy's post because just the disgust in him. And then I was definitely feeling that as well. Like, yeah. Oh.
That's a good one.
That hurts. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
They didn't even have iPhones in the 1900s.
No. I didn't even have a phone until close to 2000. If not, well, no, I had it right before we flipped to 2000, I got a phone. And I remember being on a road trip and my girlfriend yelling at me about something. And I thought, these phones are for the birds. This sucks. I hate this.
Oh, she was on the phone yelling at you? Mm-hmm. Like, I've escaped you. I'm in my car. Why are you on my phone?
I'm trying to go somewhere.
Why do I have a phone here? This is ridiculous.
You remember when the story broke, or I told the story about how I had really lean days there in the beginning,
sure.
And I may or may not have donated baby-making material to a place, and I told you this story on the air.
Absolutely.
And she was she's like, she's mad. And I'm going,
well, her future kids have half brothers and sisters out there.
Well, no, they don't, first of all. And then I just thought, this is a weird thing to be mad about. Like, honestly, I'm trying to drive somewhere. Can you not yell at me about this? Find something else to be mad about.
I wonder if you do have little Vinnies.
There's plenty.
Vinnies.
I don't.
Out there. How do you know?
I'm sure I don't.
How? How are you sure?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. There's no way the majority of millennials think tips are 10% or less. No way.
Well, it seems like, you know, everybody works in a restaurant or some kind of food service when they're in their teens and early 20s. Like,
or nowadays, like Uber.
Yeah.
Or
925 says, in the Midwest, tipping is minimal. A couple dollars no matter what the bill. I can't do that, especially for great service. Great service deserves to be rewarded. Oh, God. My 10-year-old daughter calls it the 19s. The kids are calling it the late 1900s. Oh, okay. Well, that's not insulting then, as long as it's the
late
1900s.
And we weren't even born in the late 1900s. We were born in the mid-1900s. In the mid-18s. We were born about 100 years after the Civil War.
I'm with that.
Oh my
you
God.
Young people suck.
Young people suck.
Oh, that's awful. Vinny and Sarah, do you tip at buffets?
I do tip at buffets because someone usually comes and brings you. You know, it depends. If it's a completely hands free buffet, I don't tip. But usually someone has seated you and they're. Someone's going to bust your table, right. And somebody, you know, brings you your orange juice or whatever. I'll tip if someone is waiting the table.
I'll tip any chance or any spot where it's necessary. But most of the buffets that I ate at were like the Whole Foods sort of buffet
counter. Yeah, that's not right.
There's no one to tip.
There's not even a tip jar. So. Thanks for having the fresh food out here. Here's a quarter.
Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Carpool Hall.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.